Welcome back into Capstone News Now. I'm Rich Robinson. Thanks for joining us. We'll speak to Zach Travis, the host of Tuscaloosa Monorail, in just 1 minute. That is you, but not quite yet, Zach. You're very excited. Before we do that, we'll go to Arn Kristen Fight with an international news update. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We bring in now Zach Travis. Zach is, as I've already said, the host of Tuscaloosa Monorail.
Hi.
Which, for those of you who do not know, is a local television program here in the Tuscaloosa market. How are you, Zach?
I'm good. Thank you for bringing me on this incredibly serious show to talk about incredibly non-serious things. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I appreciate
you. Thank you,
we
for leading in.
We were talking about Al-Shabaab terrorists a few moments ago.
Oh, good.
We'll now talk about something completely different.
All right.
Zach, just for everybody that does not know about Tuscaloosa Monorail, kind of give us a little bit of a synopsis. What channel can we, what can we watch you guys on? I'm curious.
Well, you can watch Tuscaloosa Monorail every other Tuesday on Comcast Channel 21 at 8 o'clock. That's every other Tuesday on a channel that no one gets. So you can also watch us on YouTube. If you go to YouTube.com, you type in Tuscaloosa Monorail. We are the only thing named Tuscaloosa Monorail on YouTube. So don't get confused and type in Tuscaloosa Tornado. You don't want to talk about that. That's not good.
Let me ask you a quick question here about the name Tuscaloosa Monorail.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you can imagine, our public transportation system, you know, is very efficient, but not quite monorailic-y. There's right. No monorails, Zach. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
It was better than Tuscaloosa Music Toilet. Good. Okay. Good. I'm glad that fell flat. No, like the reason it's called Tuscaloosa Monorail.
So
go ahead.
The program is part comedy, part musical showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So, what got you involved in this program?
Well, my friends Robin Raines and Frank Thagard purchased a great deal of. Of television equipment, of like three cameras, a manual switcher, all analog technology from the late 80s, mid 90s that was stored in a garage in Pickens County very cheaply, and decided to start a television show, and they decided that I should host it.
Why would they do that?
Why wouldn't they do it? Why does anyone do anything? We were really bored, and we needed something to put on our resume, so we decided, why not? Tuscaloosa Monorail, let's have fun with it.
So, Zach, we're speaking to Zach Travis, host of Tuscaloosa Monorail. You can visit him on YouTube and watch Channel 22 every other Tuesday.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're all over the place. Tuscaloosa Monorail on all of your favorite social media applications.
Very good. He's also a shameless promoter, Zach Travis. We appreciate him coming on here. I'm very always curious about local people, Zach, and kind of cool, fun stuff that happens in the community. So, do you have some sort of musical penchant? Because you guys obviously focus a lot on musical talent and things like that. Do you have any extra musical knowledge or ability that kind of leads you down that path a little bit?
Well, like every person who grew up in a town with nothing to do, I started playing instruments for a little while, and then I realized I wasn't very good at it. So I decided to try and be funny with people with instruments around me, and that seems to work out much
better.
And
that's working well for you?
That works out much better, apparently.
Well, very good. The show usually lasts about 30 minutes or so, not too long. You guys kind of always start with a little bit of a monologue, kind of similar to a late night show or something like that. What got you thinking variety show in that terms? What got you thinking to do that instead of doing, I don't know, a serious docudrama?
Oh, well, serious docudramas are very boring, and we didn't want to be boring, so we wanted to have, like, fun. So we decided to put really stupid jokes that I don't think anybody laughs at the front of the show, and then be really bad interviewers. I think that was probably one of the main decisions. We get a lot of input from Space Ghost Coast to Coast. That was one of our main influences, so we decided to kind of roll with that vibe.
Speaking of Zach Travis, the host of Tuscaloosa Monorail here. Zach, you're a Tuscaloosa native. What?
That's not true. No, that's not true. No, I'm not from Tuscaloosa.
Where are you from?
I'm from the great city of Montgomery, Alabama, where civil rights were born and died.
See, we're here getting nothing but the facts here at Capstone News.
Nothing but the facts. Straight from the horse's
stupid face.
Well,
Zach, when's the next program coming up?
The next program will be in this cool list that I have that I failed to read before coming on. The next show will be Mary Tyler Soar, coming on October 1st. very, very soon. And stay tuned for October 15th, my birthday. So in case you watch it and think it was really good, you can give me a present. On October 15th, we'll have our live to tape extravaganza featuring Tuscaloosa Monorail and Sonic Frontiers with the band Them Natives, on an all live show that was super fun to put on and hopefully even more fun to videotape.
Zach Travis, we appreciate you coming on our program here today, plugging your show shamelessly.
Oh, every day. I would rather plug shamelessly than have anyone else plug for me.
Very good. We'll be watching on Tuesday, and we'll hopefully have you back on in the future. We'll try to do something fun with you.
Yay!
We appreciate Zach Travis coming on. You're listening to Capstone News Now. Coming up next, we'll hear from the president of the Capstone Alliance, Jesse Hitchens. Once again, we'll hear about something completely different coming up next here on Capstone News Now.